Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. Sing it, Marvin. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Good morning.
We got the band back together.
We do.
First time of the year.
This is like a revival tour. It's been so long.
Yes, it's a revival. Yeah, that is exactly what it is. Yes, we got back together because of money. We needed money,
right?
So we're touring
broke.
Again.
Yes, we're broke.
We have a bunch of show to get to. Let's go ahead and kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, talking a little Mother Nature. And Brittany, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. So I was thinking with this band that you have going on, if I could be a part of it, if I could be the backup dancer kind of dancing in the rain or the snow or
you
something like that.
You absolutely are
100%.
In.
It wouldn't be the same without you.
I was worried you were going to suggest the tambourine. I hold the tambourine, but yeah. You can have anything else.
We do have a cymbal open. We could use a good
triangle.
Cymbal, a good triangle player. We
he says he says cymbal, but with his hands, he's ringing the triangle.
So true. I don't know music. Brittany, I did want to real quickly compliment you. Great work with the news this week. Thank you so much for helping us cover some bases around here. Really good work.
Oh, you're welcome. No problem. Absolutely. It was a blast. I love the area, so why not? Yeah. Weather, news, we'll do it all.
Yeah, appreciate that. And when it comes to the weather this weekend, you had a good note there, I thought. I can't help myself. I know we are in central Wisconsin here, but every time I hear snowfall and see snowfall, I keep thinking about our friends up north. Looks like hopefully come Monday, they might have a little bit more snow up there.
Yes, I'm hoping so. They're looking at another 1 to 2 inches just throughout today. And then with some of those winds pushing off the lake, they should get around 0.5 foot, hopefully by early next week. Plus, we have cold weather moving in, so you know that usually turns on the lake effect for next week, too. So hopefully those snowmobile trails will be opening shortly after a non-existent year last year. Let's not put that on repeat. So welcoming the snow. We will get some scattered snow showers on and off throughout the day today. It will be very light, no driving problems, really just putting down a trace on occasion. Otherwise, just stuck under overcast, cloudy skies, pretty mild temperatures into the upper 20s today. And then overnight, we are looking at clouds starting to clear a little bit. So we'll drop a little crisp and cold towards the single digits. Then tomorrow, sunshine to start. So the best time with the sun will be early tomorrow. Then the clouds start to increase. We hit those mid-20s for highs. And the next system, a Clipper system, moves in from Canada. So more snow starts probably around midnight, Saturday night, and into our Sunday. So Sunday, we're expecting light snow on and off throughout the entire day. It'll slowly be piling up to anywhere from about 2 to 4 inches, potentially. I think it's going to be closer to the 2 or 3. But some areas could see a little bit more. So Sunday, much, much needed. Again, that lake effect still rolling as we go into early next week because it's going to be cold Monday.
Mm-hmm. You are like my hero today.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here.
Fangirling you right now. Snow.
It's actually getting warmer in here because Terry's glowing over there. So the brightness off of Terry, she's loving your forecast. Really enjoying your forecast, Brittany. Thank you for that. And thank you for updating us. And again, all the great work you did here this week. Appreciate you. You have a good weekend.
Thanks so much. You guys too. Have a good one.
Brittany Merlot, best in the business right there. We appreciate her so much. Well, she'll be joining us next week for, of course, our forecast and everything. And Melissa will be back in studio next week. So we're looking forward to that.
You know, this morning when I was cleaning up the snow at the office, I was like, there's not enough. Not enough to use a shovel, but not enough. Mm-hmm. But there's too much to leave it.
Yeah.
You know, like I grabbed the shovel. I'm like, wait a minute. I just got the broom. It was much easier.
Exactly. Last year,
it was way easier.
I feel like I used the broom as much as I did a shovel last year.
Yeah.
I'm not as into snow as you are, but even I'm excited about this snow this weekend. And again, I can't help thinking about the people up north and just even in general, even our snowmobilers around here and everything.
Well, and even just the ground. I mean, just our vegetation and our, you think about the farmers. You think about, there's just... Yeah, we
You're
need to
so
get
right.
back into
yes.
a yeah. whatever is normal.
Come
I think we were talking about this before. What is normal?
Yeah.
We need to get back into a normal snow
whatever plan. That looks like and whatever it is. We'll be having some normal things around here and some unnormal. That's kind of what we do. We'll be getting you our El Cafe birthday and anniversary club for the whole weekend. That is coming up in just a little bit. And after that, after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. Terry and I are going to play a famous TV theme song. It might be a tough one. I don't know.
Oh.
I'm not sure with our audience if they're going to get it or not.
We're trying to stump people today?
I didn't mean to, but I can't help myself. You'll understand come in like about a half an hour. You're going to understand exactly why. But we'll have some free Culver's for you to win in just a little bit, everybody.
Here's the newsflash. It's not The Simpsons.
No, it's not. It's not. That'll be the last one. I told everybody The
That's
Simpsons.
That's your swan song?
Or Mork and Mindy. Yes. One of those two I've been saving on the side. We're going to talk a little Girl Scout cookies. That's coming up for you in a little bit. We are talking Quitter's Day. How many people stop their New Year's resolutions on this day and some of that. All those things coming up for you. First, let's go ahead and take a phone call real quick. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, if you guys are getting the band together, can I get dibs on cowbell?
Oh, we don't have a cowbell player. You know what? We'll do open auditions. We'll get your information and we'll let you know when we're doing open auditions for cowbell. I like it though. You got first dibs, man. You got first dibs.
Are you going to use a mallet or are you just going to shake it?
Oh, good question. Yeah. Oh,
no, you just got to shake it.
All right.
Not from Iowa.
Yeah, right on. Right on. Nicely done. Have a good morning, brother. Have a good morning. Thank you. Best listeners in radio. Terry, and we've got an amazing community. You know this just as well as I do. Actually, I think you know it better than I do. In the position you're in at the CEO of the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, especially as we're coming out of last year, going into this year, not only raising funds for the great things that you guys do over there and for our community, but the different events that you have coming up, a lot going on, a lot on your plate right now.
Yeah, we do have a lot going on.
In a good way, I should say.
But one of the things that's really important is we just, on Wednesday, celebrated our campaign thank you celebration. So that was awesome. We had, I don't know, probably about 60 people present from different organizations and businesses. And this included volunteers that helped with the campaign directly, you know, helped us with fundraising. And then a lot of organizations that, you know, we recognize based on the level of giving. I had the pleasure to see Pam. I haven't seen her for a while, so she was there. That was great. But we recognized companies for their giving, which includes employees, corporate gifts, sponsorships, you know, just all of the ways that they support United Way throughout the year. So we called out those companies. We called out leadership donors, which is households that give $500 or more to the campaign. And, you know, a little fun fact about that. It's kind of cool. There's 241 households that give at a leadership level or higher, but it represents 43% of the dollars that we have in.
Whoa.
Came from
Whoa.
Just those.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Huh. It's amazing.
It's cool on a number of levels when you really think about it.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah. And it's so that's very significant. So of course we reach out, recognize those folks. Big shout out to our campaign chair, who is with Shalina Walschlager. She was from, or is from, she still works there, from Spurfit West Rock down in Adams. But she put in a lot of time, with me out campaigning and, you know, encouraging people to engage in the campaign. And then one of the fun things that we always do at this event is recognize loyal contributors.
Yeah.
So this is anybody who's given for 10 years or more, mm-hmm. but we kind of do that fun. Like I ask everybody who's been giving for more than 10 years to stand. And then I just keep going by 5-year increments and mm-hmm. then just have people sit. But we had people in the room who had been giving for, I think our highest was like 57 years.
Wow. Wow. That is really,
is it?
Wow.
I mean, that's pretty cool, pretty remarkable. So, you know, so it's just fun. It's a nice opportunity, again, to, you know, just call out all those folks. We have some, we do a cash bar, but then we just do some hors d'oeuvres and, you know, just some networking time.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. We have some companies come forward to sponsor that event, Econ Electric and Prevail Bank and Mid-State Technical College, you know, said, yeah, hey, well, and Domtar said, you know, we'll sponsor this. And that's really awesome. And then it's just a nice time to have a little breather.
Yes. Yes.
Coming and out we of the are holidays. And we are at 96% of the total campaign. So, I mean, we're pretty well on track. We usually close it up the end of January. So I'm hopeful. So in dollars, that means about $48,000. We're still, mm-hmm. you know, trying to raise. But I'm confident. Yeah. So, you know, I think that that's really good. So we got to do some celebrating, and now looking forward, we've got stuff coming up. I've got, you know, our annual meeting is in February, so we turn over board members, you know, thank those who have been part of, you know, the organization and bring on some new ones. We're preparing for our calendar raffle, which takes place in April. So we are taking sponsorships for that now. You know, fun fact, I guess, you can, for as little as $100, you can have your business logo printed on 2,000 calendar raffles. And so that's pretty cool. You know, pretty low investment for marketing.
Very.
So encourage, you know, I encourage any businesses, if you're listening, you can go to our website, uwswac.org, and you just click on the calendar raffle, and you can just pick a day. And then probably the thing that's coming up the fastest is we are inviting women in the community who might want to learn more about Women United. We have a membership recruiting event, and that is on January 29th in the evening, and there's more details on the website.
Yeah, be sure to check that out, everybody, and we'll be talking about it as we're leading up to it and everything. And certainly when it comes to the calendar raffle and getting your business on there, we talk about this a lot. If you are a business, one of the best things you could do marketing wise is attaching yourself to a nonprofit. And when you then you put that on top of that, how much the United Way is rooted into our communities. And I don't just mean Rapids. I mean all around us here. And you're so that calendar goes to all these different areas. And your business, your logo being on there. There are people that have gone to school for a long time in marketing that will tell you exactly what I'm telling you for free. That is one of the better investments you can make. And when people see those things, they see this is a business that supports local. This is a business that supports our community. This is a business that supports our United Way that certainly has supported us for decades. It's just a win-win kind of situation because all of that is business. If I talked about your heart and with how good that feels to be a small part of things at the United Way, there is no words that could be put on that when you think about it. And it's a feeling, Terry, that lasts. It's not one of these things where you do it and the dopamines hit you and you feel good and then it's gone.
That's got you right.
All year long, when the United Way has events going on, when we're doing United Weekend, when we're doing you know, any of the great events that are going on, you see that United Way logo, you know you're a part of that. You know you're a part of those things. And you can advertise all year long with the United Way and attach yourself to those things and you know, to the first part I have.
Yeah, absolutely. And you and you can just help us because the businesses that hop on that calendar, those are what we use for the prizes for the calendar raffle, right? Directly. Yeah. And then all of the money that, you know, selling those raffles, that goes towards our campaign. So it's win-win for everybody.
Really,
so we
is.
Do encourage people to do that and, you know, just get involved where it's meaningful for you.
We will, and again, find out more at uwswac.org, uwswac.org. We will take a quick time out, check in with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club, and we get back on the morning show at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe and the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Check out some of their great menu. Always got something special lined up for you for breakfast, for lunch. And of course, on Fridays, don't forget they got that famous fish fry of theirs going on.
That sounds amazing.
Things just getting more and more popular over there. We love our friends over at El Cafe. Join them today, 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries so we can celebrate with you. You can go ahead and email us, info@WFHR.com, direct message us on our Facebook pages, and you can call up 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Or if you got the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away. Encourage you to use that app and get on the airwaves with us here. Terry, I got to ask you to do a little work this morning.
Oh, rude.
I need a 1 through 3.
3.
All righty, gives us that one. And we also need a 1 or a 2.
1.
And you know what? Give me another 1 or a 2 here.
1.
All right, gives us our qualifiers. We can get right into it. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Jamie Knipple.
Happy birthday, Jamie.
Jamie's awesome. Jamie's a couple of old high school teammates of mine here coming up. Jamie is wonderful. We wish her a great birthday. And also wishing a great birthday to Jeremy Osborne.
Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Ozzy. Ozzy's one of my favorite people. I love Jeremy. Jeremy's awesome. Jeremy's somewhere, I believe, in Madison right now working.
I'm feeling an underlying story in there
somewhere. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them, Jeremy.
Probably you can't put them on the radio.
Nope. Jeremy's great, though. Wishing you a good birthday, Oz. Talk to you later. And we wish also another good friend of not just ours, but our communities in WDLB and WOSQ. We wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Sheila Bowen.
Happy birthday, Sheila.
Longtime listeners will remember Sheila. She does, essentially, she is the Pam of those other stations.
Oh, cool.
And a wonderful human being. One of the best people I've ever worked with in this business.
Must be something about that position.
Really is. It really is. Tongue in cheek, but there is something there to
it's
it.
It's kind
of
crazy.
And they're not the only ones. I think that a lot of our stations, not just in our area, and not just in the Civic Media umbrella, I'll say, there's a lot of stations out there where that lead person up there, they do so much, and they truly are the heart of that station. Now, nobody's got as big of a heart as Pam. There's only one Pam, but Sheila is close there now, and she would say the same thing. And wishing you a great day, Sheila. You're our qualifier today. Taking a look at Saturday, we wish a very happy birthday to Carl Klingforth.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Enjoy the day, Carl. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy 50th golden anniversary to our qualifiers, Jeff and Marilyn Siegler.
What? Marilyn, mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. Happy anniversary to you both.
Yeah, 50 years.
I hope he bought her something good.
Oh,
I'm hopping on Facebook as soon as we go to break to find out what the gift is.
Let me know how that turned out because I'm curious too. And of course, Jeff worked here a long time. Marilyn's amazing. We're wishing them a great ones. And happy 50th.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
There are qualifiers. Brag about it. And then on Sunday, we take a look and want to wish a very happy birthday to my cousin Deb on Sunday.
Happy birthday, Deb.
One of my favorite people, and she's just being real, everybody. Our family's going through some stuff right now. My cousin Deb, maybe more than any of us, and still got that, just like her mom has one of those attitudes that you just only knows one going forward. Just keep moving and everything.
That's how you get through stuff.
Absolutely.
That's good.
Yeah.
She's happy birthday.
Amazing. Wishing you a good one, cuz. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier on Sunday, Jim Van Duser.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Enjoy the day, sir. Hope it's a good one for you. And thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Love celebrating with you, everybody. Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see. For today, Chris Smith is 46. Now, that name might not seem too familiar to anybody out there. What about Daddy Mac? Anybody? Well, that is one half of Criss Cross. Criss Cross is 46.
Well,
that's crazy.
I mean,
that's crazy, Terry. There's no getting around it. That's
just crazy.
Yeah,
but they were like our age.
Yeah, yeah. I always thought they were so much younger than us. But no, they're right around the same age as we were and everything.
Crazy.
Jermaine Clement is 51.
I'm never
going to
get that song out of my head now.
No, it's stuck there now. Yeah, it's stuck. Jermaine Clement is 51. Oliver Byrd on Legion, Shiny and Moana. Half of the comedy duo, The Flight of the Conchords. And one of the better voices you'll hear. He has such a great voice. That's what you'll hear him do a lot of voice acting and stuff. Good singer, too. Another lead singer, Brad Roberts, is 61, lead singer and guitarist of the Crash Test Dummies.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now that one's going to get stuck in your head.
Stop.
You're going to have some weird mashup of jump,
yeah.
and
the Daddy Mac will make you.
Jump.
Oh my God. Whoever that was that called about joining the band is like, why did I do that?
Yeah, you can see why,
I'm out.
You can see why we had to break up. Wait, you know,
yeah.
And then we're getting back together.
He's going to throw his cowbell audition.
Sean Colvin is 69. Sonny Came Home, Suzanne. She also sang backup on Suzanne Vega's Luca song from 1987.
Oh, really?
She's a part of a couple of big hits.
Remember that song?
I remember that Sonny Came Home.
Yeah.
Oh, and Luca. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah. My sister.
Is that a one-hit wonder?
Yeah, Suzanne Vega had some. I wouldn't say hits, but I think she had some work here and there that was pretty well known. I don't know if she had any other hits, though.
Okay.
Pat Benatar sure did. 72 for one of the queens of rock. Pat Benatar, Hit Me With Your Best Shot, Heartbreaker, Shadow of the Night, A Little Too Late, Love is a Battlefield, We Belong, Invincible.
I feel like, was that all one album?
It feels like it, though. That's actually, you know what? I don't know.
I mean, I like Pat Benatar, and I like these songs come on, and I'm singing along, no question. But as you're rattling those off, I'm like, I feel like they were all in close proximity to each other.
They really were, yeah.
And maybe they weren't, but.
She had quite a career, and still is. She's still out there touring and everything, too. George Foreman is 76 today, one of the better prize fighters in boxing history.
Is he the one that named all his kids the same?
Yes, yes, okay. Including his daughter named Georgina, I believe.
I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it'd be better than a boy named Georgina.
George Foreman, oddly enough, I am wearing a Muhammad Ali shirt today.
Is there irony with that? Like, yeah, was that intentional?
Not intentional all right. at all. And I did not know it was George Foreman's birthday today. George Foreman, famous for a lot of things. Certainly a heavyweight fighter multiple times. His grill. Yeah, yeah. Made a lot of money off that grill. George Foreman didn't, like a lot of boxers, where they gotta keep fighting. Like, you know, he didn't have to as much because of that grill.
That was innovative, though.
Yeah, it really was.
Literally by just putting it on a like 20 degree angle.
It was great.
Changed the world.
Yeah.
And if you got hit in the head as many times as him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, might just name your kids all the same name.
Yeah. It kind of, you know, and I almost don't blame it. But George Foreman famously, maybe his most famous fight was him losing to Muhammad Ali in the Rumble in the Jungle, where everybody figured, oh, Foreman's got this. There's no way Foreman's losing this fight.
Do you think
fight.
He threw it?
No. Ali in the boxing ring outthought him. Ali did the roundabout, where rope-a-dope, I'll say.
Yeah,
so it was a roundabout at first, but the rope-a-dope. It was basically, Ali knew he couldn't beat Foreman strength-wise, but he could outlast him. So for the first couple of rounds, Ali's just taking punches, and Foreman is giving him everything he got. It's 3 minutes, round one, boom, boom, boom. Round two, 3 minutes, boom, 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 and Ali's just taking hit after hit after hit. Fourth, fifth round, Foreman has just got nothing left, and that's when Ali pounced, and he bounces off of those. It's one of the greatest things I've ever, like, I watch it all the time with my dad.
So maybe he used the strategy of... This guy named all his kids the same thing. He's not a thinker. If I outthink him, I don't have to outmuscle him.
He knew. Ali knew.
Right?
Yeah.
But really, that is an important thing about strength, right?
Oh, yes.
Like, if you can outthink it,
yep.
does it...
what good
it's
is
a good
strength,
life lesson.
It really is. But what good is strength without some thought to it and everything? Yeah. Donald Fagen is 77 today. Lead singer, songwriter, producer for Steely Dan. One of the greatest ears for music's ever had. He's just an incredible producer and musician. I love Steely Dan. However, Donald Fagen's a little crazy because he'll get you in the studio and he will blow out your voice. You will be tired and dead at the end of it. You did one song. Like, just incredible production, but man, you talk about a perfectionist. Rod Stewart is 80 today. Oh, Rod Stewart, way ahead of the hair game. Way ahead of the hair game. Rod Stewart was doing the messy hair look before anybody, and pulled it off.
He did. I've just not ever been a fan.
I don't mind Maggie May, and my dad's a big Jeff Beck fan, so some of the stuff Rod Stewart and Jeff Beck did together, I don't mind. But I'm with you. I'm not a huge,
I mean, and it's fine. He fit that time. I mean, you know, the throaty voice.
Yeah.
It just was I don't know. It was a thing.
Forever Young is a great song. That he's one of those artists that ended up having that comeback that you didn't see coming back when we were in high school and stuff, with like Forever Young and some of those things. Some of those artists that just stuck around.
Back when I used to help with the Miss Wisconsin Rabbits pageant, one of the years, like the main opening number was like one of his songs.
Just stays
and
with
it
you.
Just yeah, well, because you, I mean, when you heard it 18 times in one night, yeah. I'm like, oh, but. I mean, it was the girls did a great job with it, but they were probably like, who the heck is this old guy?
Oh, yeah. You know? Working in classic rock, I relate. Yes, I played a lot of Rod Stewart.
It just was like, oh, man.
We wrap up with, would have had a birthday today, Jim Croce, born in 1943. Blue collar genius, incredible songwriter. Bad, Bad, Leroy Brown, Time is a Bottle, I Got a Name, Operator. I'll Have to Say I Love You in a Song, and You Don't Mess Around with Jim, a song that my father and I would just go up and down 111th Street in his Monte Carlo. Singing to bless.
Okay, was it an 8-track?
God, it might have been, actually. Yeah, might have been. Yeah. I didn't think about
that. It had to have been.
Might have been, yeah. We take a look at Saturday and Sunday birthdays real quick. Saturday birthdays, happy birthday, 54th birthday to the queen of R&B soul, Mary J. Blige. I love Mary J. Blige. Mm-hmm. Great singer-songwriter.
Very talented.
Doesn't get credit as a songwriter enough, but she's a great songwriter. Another great singer-songwriter would have been celebrating a birthday on Saturday, Naomi Judd, 79, would have been 79. Mother of Wynonna. Of course, a pair of one of the greatest harmonies you'll ever hear in the Judds. Mm-hmm. I don't pretend to know a ton about the Judds, but I know music pretty well, and I know harmonies. And man, sitting at 105.5 and getting to play the Judds every once in a while, I thought I understood how good those two were. And how good their chemistry was. Wow. Just
yeah, phenomenal. They are. Their music is amazing.
Clarence Clemens also would have been celebrating a birthday. Saxophonist for Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. And maybe next to Little Stevie, the most recognizable part of that band outside of the Boss, of course. And Daryl Dawkins, Chocolate Thunder. There may be no better name. A Greek Freak is a great name. There's a couple of great ones in basketball, but Chocolate Thunder may be the greatest basketball name ever. And he earned it.
Yeah.
Just go back and watch some highlights of him just destroying backboards, literally destroying backboards. We take a look at Sunday birthdays real quick. Zayn Malik is 32 on Sunday. I believe one of the boy bands I think he was in. Not sure which one because I'm not hip. You can tell because I said hip. I know it's shocking to the audience. Zach De La Rocha is 55 on Sunday. Rage Against Machine singer, songwriter. Incredible singer, songwriter. Keith Anderson is 57 on Sunday. Country singer and songwriter. Mm-hmm. Rob Zombie from White Zombie and director. He is 60 on Sunday. And Dominique Wilkins, the human highlight reel. That is his nickname, and he earned it. Just the other day, watched Neek in Jordan's slam dunk competition, where Jordan did the whole famous from the free throw line thing. There's a lot of people that believe Dominique got he should have won that. I'm sorry. No, Jordan earned that. Dominique was amazing. The thing about the difference between Jordan and Dominique, though, is they were doing this with some setup and some time. That's what the dunk contest is. Dominique would do this stuff in the middle of the game, like just be going down the court and be able to do this stuff. Jordan kind of needed. Jordan was amazing. And I'm one of the biggest, if not the biggest, Michael Jordan fan you're going to hear. But Dominique in the middle of the game would no run up to the hoop or anything like that, like two steps, and he's doing some windmill thing or something. It was just amazing. Let's see. And Howard Stern is 71 on Sunday. Whether you like
only 71. That one, I'm only 71, really?
I didn't see that. Howard Stern is 71, and Rush Limbaugh would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday as well.
Huh.
And two very different people and two very divisive people, but whether you like or you dislike them, if you're listening to us, they are part of this. Part of the reason radio is still relevant, still alive, is because the people like that.
For sure.
For better or worse, you have to give credit where it is due, and both of those individuals in their own ways, in their own markets, with their own groups, really raised the profile of radio, which brought advertisers more to radio, which keeps radio alive.
Don't you think Howard Stern was 71 20 years ago?
It feels like it. It feels like it. It does feel like it, yeah. Let's see here. And Joe Frazier would have been celebrating a birthday on Sunday, another legendary boxer. And Jack London, born in 1876, passed away in 1916, a genius author, The Call of the Wild, so many great books that he wrote over the years. That's going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club, but we wish you all a great one out there. Everybody celebrating. Meet us back here next week for more birthdays and anniversary clubs and more opportunities to qualify and win with our friends at El Cafe. Visit them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Terry and I will be back to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's right here at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up at 715-424-2600 or use the Civic Media app, which is a touch or two away. And just like that, you're going to win yourself a family pack. You're going to have an adult meal and a kid's meal right here for you.
Fabulous.
From our great friends at Culver's. Big thank you to our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. A shout out to them. Get some Culver's in your life, everybody. Buy local and support local like our friends at Culver's do. And of course, if you haven't won anything in 30 days and you're getting your all set, you're ready? Everybody good? All right, because this is going to be a tough one. This could be a tough one. We are talking about one of the most famous TV shows of all time. But I don't know if our audience knows this.
I can guarantee you I would not have known it had I not looked at your screen. I would have no clue.
Let's find out if the audience does here. Get ready to call 715-424-2600. Tell us what TV show this is. Yeah, it's getting tough. I thought so. It's an HBO show. Wow, nothing. How about a guess? Yeah, you can call up and get a guess in if you want, everybody. Let's go ahead and see here. Good morning. What's your answer?
Would that be The Sopranos?
Hey, yeah! Nice job. Nice job.
Well done, sir. Well done. Hang on, let me make it official. There we go. Nicely done. Did you know that one? Take a guess, sir.
It took a few bars to get it to register. But
Did you watch the show at all?
Yeah, I caught a few episodes. Okay. I didn't have HBO a lot. But.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I hear you. I was a diehard fan of the show, and I did not have HBO, and it was very difficult to find ways. It was a really landmark show, though, and it's great to have you call up and join us. Thanks a lot. Can I get your first name?
Yeah, this is Timothy,
I thought so. Timothy, always good to talk with you, and thank you so much for listening and playing along. If you don't mind hanging on the line, we'll get your information off air.
Will do.
Thank you, sir. Have a good morning. I appreciate that. I personally think one of the more legendary theme songs of all time. And why am I doing this? Not just because it's one of my favorite shows of all time, but The Sopranos actually premiered on this day.
Oh, really? How long ago?
1997. Actually, the show had been greenlit in 97, but the series didn't go into broadcast until 99. January 10th, 1999, on this day. It would run until June 10th of 2007, spanning six seasons, 86 episodes, amazing set of awards, and one of the greatest casts TV has ever seen.
Who was kind of the main character guy?
James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano. Yeah.
Okay.
But you had Lorraine Abbruccio on there as Jennifer Melfi, and Lorraine was famous from the Rocky movies, of course. The legendary Edie Falco, one of the greatest actresses, TV actresses I've ever seen. I put up there her up there with Lucille Ball and some of the greats. That's how good I think she was. And Michael Imperioli, one of my favorite actors. Just an incredible show. I don't know what it really did for Italians. I'm not sure it really helped us a whole lot.
But did it hurt you? Probably not.
It depends who you ask, but yeah, I think you're right.
I mean.
But yes, just a legendary. And this theme song, man, this theme song comes on to this day. And it gets, and I get in the mood, and I got to see a scene from The Sopranos or something like
funny.
That. It's just an incredible show, incredible theme song, and an incredible run that really set the bar for TV, like where TV was going and everything. On this day in Sopranos premiere, we will have another opportunity for you next week to be win some Culvers, like Timothy did. We're going to talk to him off air, and Terry and I'll be back with more show coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. 80s Friday around here. Anytime Terry and I get together, we got to do some 80s. Got to play some Mr.
I haven't heard this in forever.
I'm sorry, but that is one of the worst band names of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty lazy.
It's pretty bad. It's really
pretty lazy.
Like, you know, I don't know. We'll call ourselves Mister. Like, oh, that doesn't sound good. I don't know.
Yeah, how about Mister? And let's spell them different. Let's abbreviate one and spell it out for the other. I mean, that does differentiate them from two abbreviations.
I suppose. We have we're talking a little food here, and I've actually been interested by this story. I did not get a chance until last night to look too deeply into it. You and I get together, we talk Girl Scout cookies around this time of year, of course.
I mean, who wouldn't?
Yeah, and it's officially Girl Scout cookie season again.
It is?
But if you're a fanatic, brace yourselves, because Girl Scouts have just been given two beloved flavors, the pink slip. The 2025 cookie lineup will feature Girl Scouts s'mores and toastiers, but they've announced that this is the final year for them.
What?
So if you can't live without them, I guess stock up if you can.
I don't know if I even know those.
The s'mores ones were pretty self-explanatory, but those toastios were like French toast cookies. If I remember right. They were amazing.
I'm not going to lie. I am just the Thin Mints.
Yeah.
And they used to be called, I think they're called peanut butter patties now. Not the peanut butter sandwich, but the peanut butter patty. They had an actual name when I was a Girl Scout. You know, a different name. But those are the ones that I just stick with.
My mom, I remember telling her about something similar to this a year or two ago, and it couldn't have mattered less to her. She's like, are Thin Mints still around?
Who cares about the transitional one? The other one, when I was a kid, they used to be called Samoas, and now I think they're called, like, Caramel Delights.
Yeah.
Other people in my house like those, too.
Those are good.
Otherwise, yeah, I don't... One of their transitional ones once was a lemon one.
Yeah.
I think they were called lemonades. Those were really good. But otherwise, I don't even...
I don't know. Don't even pay attention to them.
This is the first time Girl Scouts have announced that a flavor is being discontinued ahead of time to give people one last chance. The S'mores one was introduced in 2017, and Toasty Yays came around 2021.
Hmm.
All of the other classics will be back. Thin Mints, Samoas, Trifles. I don't know how you say
it. Oh, Trefoils.
Trefoils.
Mm-hmm.
Peanut Butter Patties, Tagalongs.
Tagalongs.
That's what I love that name, Tagalongs.
I knew they were called something.
Do-si-dos, or Peanut Butter Sandwiches, Adventurefuls, Caramel Chocolate Chip, Lemonades, and Lemon Ups, those, and the Toffee-tastic, all will be back.
You know, when they switch the names to, like, describe the cookie, those kids were getting off easy.
Yeah.
I mean, we had to be like, they're like, oh, what's a do-si-do, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's peanut butter sandwich cookie. Come on!
they will be, the 2025 Girl Scout cookie season will run from now through April, and if you're looking to make an order, you don't need, you can go, of course, and I would say, you can go to their website, of course, but please wait, you know, just give it a little bit of time, wait for one of these Girl Scouts to come to you.
Get it from a local kiddo.
Yeah.
Because they do get a portion from each box, mm-hmm. you know, for their local troop. So there's something cool about that. And, you know, the other thing that I think is kind of neat, I don't know if you remember this or if you guys bought Girl Scout cookies, but, like, I was a Girl Scout, my sister was. And then after that, the only time you could get them was if you bought them from a Girl Scout, right? Yeah. And then they were delivered.
Yes.
Now I think it's kind of cool how these troops have these little pop-ups at grocery stores and stuff, mm-hmm. because even if you miss the order or your box happened to disappear, you can get some more.
Well, these cookies are
not
great.
Not s'mores. No, some more.
Nicely done. Girl Scout cookies are great. I mean, they're some of the greatest cookies you'll ever have. But what is really great is a wonderful future. And what you're doing when you're buying these cookies, or you're just, even if you don't have the money to buy them, but you just give the girls some time to do their bit. That gives them people experience. That gives them experience in sales, experience in marketing, people skills. Like, it's more than cookies, everybody. Like, cookies are amazing. I'm the biggest cookie fan in the world. I love cookies, but it really is what tastes even better is knowing we got a better future with these kids having these people skills fine-tuned and all that.
And, you know, the other thing is the prices seem to get a little lofty, maybe, mm-hmm. or continue to go up. But I just encourage people to remember that the little 7-year-old that's standing in front of you did not set that price.
Yes, please.
You know what I mean?
Adult.
So even if you can't buy 8 boxes, maybe you just buy 1.
Yeah.
But, you know, help. Think about the whole journey that it's been for this little person.
Yeah.
And they don't set the price. I think they're expensive, but I think about all of the other things that go with that. And, you know, put the Thin Mints in the freezer.
Yeah.
They're so good.
It's an investment. Yeah, it's an investment. We will check in with our callers right now. Good morning. You're on the air. Good morning. Oh, we lost him.
Feel free to call back. Us back.
Yeah, call back 715-424-2600. And what are your favorite Girl Scout cookies, everybody? I'd love to hear from you. Let us know. What is your favorite? Let's go ahead and get back to that call. Good morning. You're on the air.
You hung up on me.
Oh, is that what happened?
Oh, sorry.
I don't know how that happened, Matt. I don't know.
I can't reach the phone.
You probably had Terry on the board, and she did it on purpose.
If I did it, I'd own it.
And like
I can't reach it from here.
And like any good teammate, if she did tell me to, I'd just cover it up.
Next week, I'm going to bring my pointer so that I can reach the button from here.
Nice.
Thanks for the tip. I never thought of that.
What's on your mind, Kev?
What kind of cookies are on your mind?
First, you kind of stole my thunder. I was going to try to pick on Terry about you know, those tag-alongs. You know, you get back in, you know.
Those are so good.
Age, you know, kind of setting in the 50-year-old, you know. Age starts setting in, you kind of start forgetting things, you know.
Totally.
Absolutely.
But, no, tag-alongs and Thin Mints, I think, are probably the staple of the Girl Scout cookies. It's kind of sad that they're discontinuing those two, and I think the one they should discontinue would be the lemon. I guess those aren't very good. But anyways, but you were saying the prices. I mean, we see it, too, on the Scouting end of the Scouting USA end of it, too. The prices keep kind of going up, but when you have those pop up tables or the show and sells and stuff, and you get that little brownie first year girl that's selling cookies, and she kind of gives you that eyes, says, "Would you like to buy some cookies from me?" You know, and I mean, how can you not want to pull your wallet out? And
yeah.
My sister was a brownie, and I saw her in that brownie costume for the first time, and I'm a kid too.
It's not a costume.
And, okay, the outfit,
uniform.
The uniform. Thank you. Sorry, I apologize. But the uniform, and all you see is her big blue eyes. That's it. Like, yep. Jillian was half eyes. Like 80% of her was eyes. And yeah, I don't know how anybody ever said no. And again, giving these kids the opportunities. I think my sister is a really good example. Jillian was not a people person at first. It was really doing a lot of that stuff with brownies that got her out there, comfortable with it. Now she's almost every job she worked was with people. She was great at all those jobs and just is a people person and everything. I think a lot of it stems from those early days of going door to door. For her, we had just moved here. So this was really tough for her, but she, being Jill, a half cartoon character, she was able to go out there and do that. I think that experience for young kids is so vital, so important, and the Scouts give that to kids.
You know,
that's what's the cool thing about that. You know, the kids get out there, they're kind of shy at first. You know, obviously, mom and dad got to nudge them a little bit and say, you know, give them your spiel, you know what you're supposed to say, And then, what do you say after they buy? You know, make sure you tell them that, too.
Yeah, and, you know, you're right about the whole pull out your wallet at the grocery store. Like, when we had family members that would sell, of course, I would buy all from them because they have goals and they're trying to do that. But then, you know, later, I'd see these little girls or even, you know, like last year. And I've learned, don't buy, like, many boxes from one because the next place you go, there's going to be more. You know what I mean? Like, I've gotten so that I'll just buy like two boxes because then the next place I go, then I'll buy a couple more because they're just so darn cute.
They really are.
And, you know, and the neat thing too is sometimes when you like say you do buy those individual boxes from individual people, the Scouts, and they give you those handwritten notes on your box when they give them back to you and say, thank you for supporting me and help me, you know, helping me go to camps and do other things. I mean, that's pretty cool. And you get those handwritten, especially from the younger Scouts. They, you know, they're a little bit sloppier handwriting, you know. And,
oh, it's great.
You know, it's kind of cool. So,
Kev, we appreciate not only the work you're doing out there on those roads, but appreciate you joining us and talking scouting as you have on Midday Magazine. I want to remind everybody you can find out more going to scouting.org, scouting.org. And for the Girl Scouts, it's girlscouts.org. Be sure to check those out and support these kids when they stop by. Safe travels out there, and you have a good weekend, man.
All right. You guys have a great day.
See ya.
Taking a look at, we're staying in the food department a little bit here, Terry.
Sounds good.
And we're talking TikTok because you and I know TikTok so well. I don't know.
Not it.
No. TikTok has a new obsession and it is glitter pickles.
Oh, for the love.
I don't even know what I'm saying right now. Or glickles. Wow.
Come on.
A video on how to make them went viral last month.
I wonder if my kids have already done this. Tell me about it.
But a lot of people missed out for the holidays, so the hashtag Pretty Pickles is trending. They're easy to make. Just open a jar of pickles, dump a ton of edible glitter in there, and enjoy the fanciest pickles you've ever seen.
Okay, that is just stupid.
There's edible glitter? I didn't even know there was a thing. Like, that's even new to
okay,
me, let alone
here's the real question. How many morons are putting regular glitter in their pickles?
Why? First off,
I mean, that aren't getting the edible glitter.
Yeah. Now, you get a good kosher pickle with the crunch to it, it's fine. It don't need glitter.
I mean, okay, but let's think this through like a TikToker. It's kind of like having a it's kind of like having a Long John donut without sprinkles. It's way better with sprinkles.
Wow, you found the way to like maybe me give this some a thought. Like you brought up Long John's. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I should think this through a little bit.
Okay, but seriously.
I'm so bendable when it comes. You just bring up donuts or cookies, and all of a sudden I'm bending.
See? See? So, Hobby Lobby has edible glitter.
Okay, all right. I guess that is
Amazon has edible glitter. I was just curious. Oh, Walmart in their like cake decorating area. So apparently edible glitter is a thing. If you are a John's child and you're hearing this, do not bring it in my house.
Yeah, right.
You know, this pickle thing, though. Really. Like,
no, pickles have been a trend thing for a while.
Yes,
yeah,
like the summer before already. So a year and a half ago. All of a sudden, I was like, what are you guys doing? They had a big, the big jar of the, you know, the big pickles.
Yes.
Like you can buy at like sporting events and stuff. And they had like a pickle, like everything about the meat, like the lunch was pickled. Like they literally sliced one of those open and put a hot dog in it. As they use it as a bun.
Yeah, the pickle thing's got a little far, I would say, but to each their own.
And
I guess.
What were they called? Glickles?
Glickles, or let me double check it. They are called Glickles. Yeah. Look, to each their own and everything, but I gotta say, if we're fortunate, and I do believe we will be, in 1,000 years from now, and they're combing through history and they're looking at different things and stuff, and they look at it like, wait, but what's this whole thing? There was a time where people were eating glittered pickles, so they were basically covering their perfectly fine pickles in microplastics. Because that's what that is.
I mean,
that's what glitter is. They're edible or not, it's a microplastic. That's what. So I can't wait to think of what.
The next thing, they're going to be taking pictures of their poop.
Yeah. I mean,
because it's got to come out.
This is all leading to that. This is all leading to that. That's the next one. Yeah. It's just,
it must break down if it's edible. Okay.
I don't know.
I got nothing.
I got zero.
Actually, I have a lot, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. But more than I would have had, that's for sure. But
anyway, though, I do eat my Long Johns with sprinkles.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Chocolate frosting, not white. In case anyone's listening.
Real quick, though.
IGA.
I love Long Johns, but I don't like the filled ones.
No, not filled.
And I got it. They need to be a little bit better about distincting those at certain places. I don't want to call anybody out or anything, but there's some places where
it seems like
they get mixed up too often.
I'm just saying, I'm giving a shameless plug.
Yeah.
West Grand IGA has the best donuts anywhere.
Truth. Yes, truth.
Long John, chocolate frosting, sprinkles, no filling.
And look, if you disagree, well, we're bribable. Go ahead. And bring
we would
us
be
those
happy
donuts.
To taste test.
Yes. Oh God, I want to do a donut taste test so bad. Yes. Please bribe us. I mean, we'll do that. We'll
incentivize us.
Yes. There you go. That's the way to put it. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off with some entertainment news. Let you know what's new on your small screen, big screen. A little bit later after that, Terry and I are going to get into a couple of fun topics for you. We've got entering 2025 clutter free. Talking about that.
I wish.
We got a couple of other ones for you lined up. Uber drivers offering free exams. Quitter's Day. Quitter's Day. Uber drivers offering free rides to kids who fail the driver's exams.
Oh,
that's what
Lord.
It is.
Yeah, do not just say Uber drivers offering free exams.
Get that right. We'll be back with more show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1328.